Hello, welcome to the BAFTA-nominated overview show. It's getting. It's not squeaky bum time yet. It's not squeaky bum time yet. But these are a big set of games. It feels like echoes of 22, when every overview show felt like it mattered more than anything else in the world. And Damien was with me by my side during that era, as we were constantly 10 games from greatness. Well, always 10 games from greatness is Adam Smith. He rejoins the overview contingent, as does Neil, and Damien, of course, is here. Last time out on the overview show, we previewed the run of games from, I think it was, Burnley on Boxing Day up until Bournemouth, which we've just played this weekend. There were three games in that spell. Newcastle was the other one, a couple of cup games. Liverpool won all five. Don't think we predicted that would happen, but they did. They won all five and sit 5 points clear at the top of the league, win all the cups. We're getting better by the week, I'm going to argue. A good month, Damien. I don't know whatever we say. Not just a good month in terms of results, the wins are getting more impressive.
Fabulous, fabulous month. I was delighted with, I think I said it on the last show I was on, Pep Linders, when he spoke about the difference between like a great season and another season would be that how you handle these sort of things, you know, when you've got. And I thought he hit the nail on the head. I thought his enthusiasm was great and all that. If you look at the players that we've had out and the run of fixtures that we've had, and the you know the fact that by definition, if you don't go through in the cup, then you're out. And if you don't win, Man City will keep winning, so you're out the race for the title. So it's everything's jeopardy all the time, isn't it? And you can over worry about that. That's a fact. But this run of games where increasingly we've had another player missing and another player missing. And I was, I remember the Arsenal game, and you're sort of like, well, I hope we at least go out with battle honours and there's no injuries. And then 10 minutes into the game, it's like, I've got to beat these. And then, you know, when he puts the two lads on and you can see that we're getting in behind them and it's getting closer, you think, we're going to win this, with the, you know. And then euphoric.